Yeah, thanks, Catherine. We're here. I'd just like to say Kerry Keel at the end of the knockout stage. Stage 7 of the Jewel Donegal International Rally. And the headlines on the opening run this morning. Declan and Brian Boyle are fastest in the international. Alistair Fisher has dropped some time due to trouble with the engine of his car. Brian Brogan's rally has come to an end. The leader of the national event is out. He is pulled in on the Knockalla stage. And there's a new man at the front of the national, and that's Jonathan Pringle from County Monaghan. The story at the head of the field, Declan Boyle, 10 minutes 0.2 for Declan Boyle in that Ford Fiesta WRC. He was almost 3 seconds quicker than Donna Kelly, and that means he's increased his advantage out now to just over 9 seconds. 10 minutes, 3 seconds dead for Donna Kelly. As for Manus Kelly and Donald Bard, very impressive time in the Subaru. They were quick, the second fastest. 10 minutes, 1.1 seconds for Manus Kelly and Donald Bard in that Subaru. Elsewhere, Seamus Leonard, 10 minutes, 10.6 for Leonard. Alistair Fisher has dropped a couple of places. 10 minutes, 22.4 was the time his co-driver Gordon Noble gave us. The hood of the Ford Fiesta R5 was opened when they came to the end of the stage. We believe there's a problem with the radiator and the engine of the car. Sam Moffat was quick, 10 minutes 12.4. His brother Josh in a similar Fiesta, 10 minutes 14.8. But the quickest of the R5 cars and the fourth quickest time in Knockalla, as we told you this morning, one of the men to watch, that was Keith Cronin. 10 minutes 7.2 was the time in there for Keith Cronin. We also spoke to Eugene Donnelly coming off, 10.26.5. He's having the best of crack in Donegal this weekend, thoroughly enjoying his run around Knockalla. So the situation at the front unofficially as we sit in the international is Declan and Brian Boyle in their Ford Fiesta lead by 9.3 seconds from Donna Kelly and Kevin Flanagan. Manus Kelly and Donald Barrett are another 11 seconds adrift, with Seamus Leonard now about 40 seconds off the pace in fourth. Sam Moffat is up to fifth. Alistair Fisher now drops to sixth from fourth. Josh Moffat is seventh, and Keith Cronin is 22 seconds back as he chases down the rest of the pack in the R5. As we told you, in the national rally, Brian Brogan has pulled in Knockalla. Obviously, mechanical problems with the car. Hugely disappointing end for the event for the chairman of the motor club. And, of course, as a navigator, Damien McGettigan, son of Seamus McGettigan. It's not been a good opening day for them. But Jonathan Pringle was the quickest man in there in the Escort Mark II. 10 minutes, 34.5 was the time for Pringle. David Bogey had the second fastest time, 10.35.1. Outside of that, Damien Tourish, 10.38.2. Declan Gallagher, 39.8. That's 10 minutes, 39.8. And Damien Gallagher, 10 minutes, 39.4. So just seconds in it in the run around Knockalla for all them Mark IIs, and of course the starlet in the mix as well. But Jonathan Pringle now hits the front in the national rally. He has an advantage of around 2 seconds over Damien Tourish. You have to remember Pringle's car is a 2.5 litre engine, while the car of Tourish and Damien Gallagher is slightly slower. That's only got a 2 litre engine. So the power in the big fast stages in Knockalla, that is the difference. Pringle has enough on it to move ahead two of Damien Tourish. Declan Gallagher sits in the third position, just looking at the times, he's sitting in and around 2.7 off the drift off the pace rather of Tourish. And then we've got Damien Gallagher fourth now in the national, but David Bogey is just 0.4 of a second on his tail. A hugely fiercely battled contest in the national rally. At the front is Jonathan Pringle. At the front of the international now, the advantage has been increased for Declan and Brian Boyle. It's out to around 9.3 seconds. They're heading off now to Gary Gort. We'll be back with another update shortly.